This is kind of cool. North Korea is caving to Trump's threat. I wouldn't even say threat, because threat implies that he's not going to do it. I would say promise to cancel the whole summit talk. So Trump has now welcomed a statement from North Korea that says talks to reinstate the summit are productive. So President Trump kept the diplomacy door open with North Korea on last Friday, welcoming this regime's latest productive statement and saying that the two sides are still talking following the administration's decision to cancel a planned summit with Kim Jong-un. So in a tweet Friday night, the president said talks about reinstating a June summit that was canceled earlier this week were progressing. See, when you get a bully, you gotta stand tough to him, and then they will cave because they're cowards. Kim Jong-un is a coward. So here's a direct quote. This is the actual tweet. "We are having very productive talks with North Korea about reinstating the summit, which, if it does happen, will likely remain in Singapore on the same date, June 12th, and if necessary, will be extended beyond that date." Okay, so President Trump tweeted that out. Trump had canceled the summit following threats from North Korea, but hours after the U.S. pulled out of the meeting, North Korea issued a statement suggesting that the regime was open to talks. So Trump tweeted about that too. He said, "Very good news to receive the warm and productive statement from North Korea. We will soon see where it will lead, hopefully to long and enduring prosperity and peace. Only time and talent will tell." So he tweeted that Friday morning, and he also told reporters that "we're talking to them now," quote, "it could even be the 12th," end quote. Here's another quote. "They very much want to do it. We want to do it. We'll see what happens. Everybody plays games," end quote. Now, a top North Korea, a Korean official had issued a statement Thursday evening expressing the regime's willingness to sit down for a summit with the U.S. So here's a direct quote from North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Kim Kai-gwan. He said, quote, "We express our willingness to sit down face to face with the U.S. and resolve issues anytime and in any format," end quote. Now that comes from Yonhap News outlet, which cited the Korean Central News Agency, or KCNA. So the official also said that Trump's move to call off the summit highlighted the tensions between the two countries, further emphasizing the need for a meeting. And the official also added that Kim Jong-un had been preparing for the summit. So here's another direct quote from the official. "Despite all of this, the U.S.'s unilateral decision to scrap the talks causes us to reconsider whether all the efforts and the path we have taken is really the right one or not. Our commitment to doing our best for the sake of peace and stability for the world and the Korean Peninsula remains unchanged, and we are open-minded in giving time and opportunity to the U.S.," end quote. But Friday, with the door left open for potential U.S.-North Korea talks, Trump suggested that it was the Democrats who were against negotiations with the rogue regime. So he tweeted out, "Democrats are so obviously rooting against us in our negotiations with North Korea, just like they are coming to the defense of MS-13 thugs, saying that they are individuals and must be nurtured, or asking to end your big tax cuts and raise your taxes instead, Dems have lost touch." Yeah, no kidding. You know, that's what I really like about our president. He just calls it like it is. But following Trump's letter to Kim Jong-un, Trump actually sent a letter that was basically, it was sort of politely worded, but it was a little bullyish too, which, again, sometimes you got to be like that when you're facing a bully. You got to stand up to a bully. And in there, he was kind of like, you know, "We have very big nukes, and we have very big nuclear capabilities. It would be a shame to actually use them." So following that letter, suggesting to hold the meeting would have been inappropriate, House Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi blasted the president, suggesting that Kim had won. She wants Kim Jong-un to win because she hates Trump that much, and she hates America that much. The Democrats do. Now, Pelosi described the letter from Trump as to Kim as a Valentine. Quote, "He's the big winner, and when he got this letter from the president saying, 'Okay, never mind,' he must have had a giggle fit right now in North Korea," end quote. She said that on Capitol Hill last Thursday. Now, also on Friday, the president tweeted about the reported FBI informant who had communicated with members of his campaign in 2016. He said, "The Democrats are now alluding to the concept that having an informant placed in an opposing party's campaign is different than having a spy, as illegal as that may be. But what about an informant who is paid a fortune and who sets up way earlier than the Russian hoax? End quote. Here's another tweet from President Trump. Can anyone even imagine having spies placed in a competing campaign by the people and party in absolute power for the sole purpose of political advantage and gain? And to think that that party in question, even with the expenditure of far more money, lost, all in caps. Yeah, despite all of these illegal efforts and everything, despite spying on the opposition, they still lost. Hilarious. So after a high-level Justice Department briefing held on Thursday on the Russia case, Democratic lawmakers maintained that there was no evidence to support claims of a spy in the Trump campaign. Yeah, well, we'll see. It's because they redefined terms. You know, it's not a spy, it's an informant. The left they're like diabolical geniuses at controlling and changing the language. So then you can never get at the truth about anything. It's this fog of just subjective, whatever you want things to mean is what they really mean. That's why the right and the left are just spar against each other so much, because we conservatives anyway, and I'm not even talking about like the politicians in Washington, because there's a lot of Republicans that I think are garbage anyway. But here in the real world, us conservatives, we try to handle things through logic and reason. We give facts that can't be disputed. And we're really good at being able to separate our feelings from fact. We're good at being able to separate a subjective opinion from an objective fact. See, the left doesn't do that. It's all feelings-based, and they muddy the waters, and they say that their feelings are facts, and they say that, it's not a spy, it's an informant, when it's the same thing. That's the kind of word games that they play, and it doesn't work. It's not doing the country any good, and actually the country's getting fed up and sick of it. They also do this with, like, political correctness and things like that. But, America's sick of it, and that's why we voted Trump in. And that's why he's going to win again in 2020, I hope. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at @JPDisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.